Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you, America? It's great to be here with you. Reaching you from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and everywhere in between. Reno, Illinois, all over. Number of stations in Illinois. Kansas, the big talker, Wichita. Love you guys. Texas. All over the great state of Texas. Houston, how you doing? Arizona, Phoenix. The tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and that liar, Loretta Lynch. Oh, all we talked about was grandkids and golf. Yeah, okay. That's becoming clearer every day, isn't it? Whew, man. Oh, so much to talk about. So much to talk about. I had a great hour with Maj Toure. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sorry that we lost the call. Three quarters of the way into it, we lost him for the final segment, but we've reached out to his folks, and we're looking forward to bringing him back on as soon as possible and as often as possible. What a powerful, powerful message he has. Just a powerful message. Let me go right to my first guest in this hour here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You know him as my political analyst every week. Very good friend and a great person. A good friend of mine means he's a good friend of yours from Breitbart News. Second Amendment award-winning journalist, 2 years running from the Second Amendment Foundation, the journalist of the award, Second Amendment Journalist of the Year Award, and this year, 2016, the Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award. I'm very proud of that. I won that one myself in 2015. AWR Hawkins, welcome to the show, man. So much to talk about in so little time.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for having me as usual, Mark. Great to be with you. And
First off, I know, and expect a little bit of laughter in this hour, AWR, because some of the stuff we have to talk about, while it's distressing, disgusting, sickening, there's only one way you can deal with some of it, and that's to put a little bit of humor and spin it in a way that doesn't make you sick to your stomach. It's hard to believe we're talking about some of these things in America, but talk about them we will. Hey, first off, I know you know Maj. Wow, what an unbelievable first hour that was. AWR, you know him. Whether you heard the hour or not really doesn't matter because you've interviewed him and talked to him yourself. Give me your thoughts on what he's doing, man.
No, what he's doing is necessary, and he's the man for the job. That's a fact because he understands the urban mind. You don't have to talk to him very long to know that. I mean, he's not a pretender. He really understands it. And he really, I know it's somewhat corny when people say it like this, but I don't know how else to say it. He really has a heart for it. He's driven to help the hood, as he calls it, quote unquote, the hood, understand the need for the Second Amendment. And you know, he incorporates when he says the hood, he doesn't just mean the inner city black community, which
right.
is what most people think of. When he says the hood, he's talking about the working man, the people that make America work, that live in urban areas, regardless of the color of their skin. I mean, they can be pasty white. That's dandy. He doesn't care. He's not looking at this via race. He's looking at this as what he sees is a need for outreach to the urban community to let them know, number one, they have a right to keep and bear arms. Number two, they need to keep and bear arms because they have a right to do so.
You know, it's interesting. I started off the hour talking about how those of us in the pro-gun rights community, I've been doing this a long time, and so have you and many, many others. And, you know, the people that we work with are very well known in the fight for our firearms freedoms. You see them on the news, you see them on TV, you read about them, you hear them. They've been out there for years. And they will all agree with me, and I'm sure you will too, that while we support the Second Amendment, it doesn't matter what, it's a human right. We have not done enough, quite frankly, to get the word out in the urban community. And you got guys like Maj coming out, you got guys like Rick Ector coming out that we're working with and openly working with, not behind the scenes, but openly working with. And I think that message is now resonating. Would you agree with that?
I would. You know, I met Rick for the first time when we were all together in Tampa, and he's a great guy, too. I mean, what a super, super guy. He and Maj both are super guys. And I think I've said this before in one of my interviews with Maj. I know I did. Said it on my podcast with him. a couple of weeks ago. I don't like to think of things in a racial way. I really don't. I think that's the left's job. The left's job is to splinter America by looking at everybody and talking to them based on the color of their skin.
Bingo. That's
it. But Maj and Rick are crucial to the gun rights movement because the left has tried to corner the gun rights movement as a bunch of old raggedy white guys who are just spending their IRA money on more guns. Same couple of guys buying thousands of guns a week, you know. And so then here you have these two. And Maj and Rick from the black community, they're as different as night and day. Those two couldn't be more different. And I told Maj, there are certain things that he speaks to that he'll be heard quicker than I'll be heard. Because people will listen to him quicker than they'll listen to me in certain parts of the country on certain issues related to guns. And that's not how I want life to work. That's just how life does work. And so that's why I'm thrilled that you have Maj and you have Rick out there doing what they're doing.
Well, you know, what you just pointed to, I don't even think you realize what you just did. So I'm gonna bring it up. And the reason that happens, the reason that there are certain groups of individuals or institutions, if you will hear him and won't hear you is because of the media. It's the way the media has portrayed the topics that we talk about. Guns in the hood, bad. Guns in the hood can't be good.
Right.
So they bring it from a different perspective. And here you got a guy who comes from that hood. And when he talks about it, the media is going to say, maybe we need to listen to this guy. But when the two of us talk about it, we're those racist old white guys because we're talking about, instead of gun control, we're talking about the right to defend your life. But that's not the way they frame it, you know? Right. But they'll listen to him talk about it that way, won't they? It's dangerous what I just said, but I think it's very true.
It is. That's all it is. You've just summed it up, you know. My dad used to say of himself, I'm not an optimist, I'm not a pessimist, I'm a realist. And I used to go, what in the world are you talking about? And then one day I went, oh, now I know what he's saying. He sees it as he is. He speaks to it as it is. And that's what you've just done. And that's just reality. I don't like that reality. Yeah. I don't like that a person of one color can speak to an issue on a given day and be heard, and a person of another color can't. I don't like that. That's just how it is. And that's why glad to have them. Because here's something else about Rick and Maj. They speak well. And when I say they speak well, I mean they speak with an understanding of self-defense. They speak with an understanding of the Second Amendment. They speak with an understanding of the Founding Fathers. You know, I don't think I've ever interviewed Maj, ever, without hearing the words Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. I don't think I've ever interviewed him and not heard him go back to them when he's making his argument. We can't get enough people like that, and I don't care what color their skin is. We can't get enough people like that.
Yeah, we can't talk about in the inner city, in urban America, we can't talk about the Constitution. The left's got such a stranglehold in the urban communities that everything is entitled. We can't have someone of color. I don't care what I say, someone of color, because it doesn't matter what color that person is. But we can't have them talk about, as Maj did in the first hour with me, the Constitution. Right. And the Founding Fathers and what the Second Amendment means to everybody. Fascinating, that dynamic. And I think we're going to see, what's the words I'm looking for? I don't want to say a sea change, but I think we're at the precipice. I believe we will live long enough to see a huge demographic shift. And I think Trump opened those doors, didn't he?
Right, he did. You know what? What you're saying ties perfectly to what I happen to be thinking. You didn't know what I was thinking, but something Maj said last time I spoke to him, and this is a paraphrase. It's pretty close, though. But he said, armed men are no longer slaves. And what he's talking about is we can break the urban community away from the Democrats, and that's what it literally is. Just as the Democrats, you know, put the Ku Klux Klan in place, just as the Democrats were the Confederate slave owners in the South, just as the Democrats put in place Jim Crow laws and bans on concealed carry for black people, just as they did all of that, Maj points out that right now they're keeping the urban community dumb regarding their rights. If we can break them free of that ignorance, and that's what Maj is trying to do, if we can break them free from that ignorance, They can fully learn the lesson that he's teaching, which is armed men are no longer slaves. You won't have to speak to your slave master, the Democrats, again.
Right,
if
right,
you
right.
Have the courage to break free. And that's Maj's message.
And that's not literal speaking. That's metaphorically speaking. Slave being a slave to the system that
right.
is oppressing you. That's what he's talking about.
Right.
And that's the
right.
brilliance of that metaphor. When we come back, more with A.W.R. Hawkins. Wonderful stuff. I also have a quote for you from an emailer that you don't know about, A.W.R., who was listening to your Bullets podcast. So I'll read you the email I got when we come back here on Armed American Radio with A.W.R. Hawkins right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, I have a lot to cover with you today. I did an interview with Dinesh D'Souza on Tuesdays, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters program. I had him for one segment, and he was just, I mean, exactly what you would expect. He's been on the program before. And I think I might be one of the only hosts that ever got him to laugh out loud on the program. We talked about that before. We had a good time with him. He was a lot of fun, and he is just so right. So I'll play that interview for you later in the program. I might even play it during a segment while AWR is here so we can get some analysis from him. But let's go back to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, at AWR Hawkins on Twitter and Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. And you can read everything he writes, of course, at Breitbart.com, Breitbart.com. Here's an email I got, AWR, from Rob Voss. It says, Mark, I recently listened to AWR Hawkins Bullets podcast interview with Gun Owners of America's Larry Pratt, and he put a link in for it. Near the end of the interview, AWR made the following observation, and he highlights this in bold text. I don't think our founders ever dreamed that Americans would live in a day or in a time when they depended upon representatives of the state to keep their families safe. That was your quote he has in quotations. Then he goes on to say the progressives will try to say that the police will, quote, protect and serve, but the courts have determined that they do not have a duty to protect the public. I think this quote would be an appropriate compliment to your only a caveman opening. I'd also appreciate you asking AWR to expand on this thought on tomorrow night's show. Thanks for all you do. Rob Voss from Canton, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland. What do you think of that?
Well, I think Rob, apparently that resonated with Rob. It resonates with me. When I used to teach at the university, I used to tell my students that. I'd just tell them, I go, folks, you know, especially when we'd be going down the basics, we'd be talking about natural law. What are natural rights? What are the sources of those rights? We'd go through that. And I would just tell them, I would try to stop at a place where I had momentum so that the stop kind of shook them a little bit. And I'd go, man, listen, Thomas Jefferson could never imagine an America in which, and then I would tell them that, you know, in which a father would go to dinner with his family and not have with him any means to protect that family, not be prepared. Or a father would go with his family to church or go with his family to the grocery store. It would just have to be a restaurant. And live in those places, trusting an agent of the state to keep them safe. Can you imagine trying to sell that to Thomas Jefferson? I mean, it's the craziest thing ever. So what we have to get back to, and I've written on this at Breitbart before, and this again, Rob asked me to expound, so let me just say this. Every natural right carries with it a duty, and that's important to understand. I don't just have the right to free speech. I have the duty to speak freely. I don't just have the right to freedom of religion. I have the duty to exercise that freedom. I don't just have the right to keep and bear arms. I have the duty to bear arms for my own safety, for my family's safety, for my neighbor's safety, for the safety of that innocent woman I may not know who I may see being attacked tonight, or the safety of that clerk who I don't even know but who I may see being robbed tonight. I don't just have the right to keep and bear arms. I have the duty to keep and bear arms. And in our founders' mind, I have that duty. The overarching reason, of course, I have that duty is to repel a tyrannical government. And whether that's from within our borders or from without. And that's just very important. That's foundational. I know I've said it a million times. Anyone who thinks I'm making that up or I'm a hate seed, just go read Federalist 46. And then when you're done, you can email me an apology. Because it was James Madison's key point when he talked about the advantage that Americans have almost over every other nation. And that advantage was being armed. And so I don't just have the right to be armed. I have the duty to be armed. And I believe Americans' minds have changed on this since Sandy Hook. I believe Sandy Hook woke us up. We realized not that we need more gun control, but that we need to exercise the Second Amendment more fervently. That self-defense is in our own hands. We've got to get back to that, and we have to understand I don't just have the right, but I have the duty that corresponds to that right. And that means when you go out with your family, if you go out and you tap your pockets, you tap under your shirt and there's not a gun there, then you're not doing your duty and you're not taking care of your family. That's the bottom line.
And I want to throw on top of this, too. Well said. And, Rob, I hope you got a lot from that. I did. And, you know, I've actually heard AWR have that speech about natural rights. I've heard him talk about it in group settings to a large group of people. And it is a fascinating conversation because it's true. And let's go back to that quote. I want to add something on there to what you just said as you were expounding on what he asked you to. And that was when you say duty. Can we also phrase that as responsibility?
Right, right.
You have an absolute responsibility to bear arms. That's right. Why the right was recognized. It is a natural right recognized, and you have a responsibility to act on that. Not just right. So you couch that in there with the term, with the word duty, and do they mean the same thing? Yeah. But they some do, people see that a little different, you know?
But I'm with you. It could be the responsibility says it better because it reminds you that you literally, there is a service that you're to do to your fellow man with the exercise of that right. You're responsible for that. And you're not doing it. You're not doing that if you leave your home unarmed. You're not. You're just not being smart. I don't say that in a derogatory fashion. I don't want to offend anybody. I want you to think. And you need to think. What would the founders have said? What would Thomas Jefferson have said? It's easy enough to find out. We don't have to speculate. You could read it and you can find out, you know. I don't want to spoil things because I want people to listen to my podcast, but I will say this, and Rob, this is to you too. Tuesday, my new podcast comes out, episode 3 of Bullets with AWR Hawkins, and my guest is Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Maricopa County. And our topic is what an armed citizenry does, what it does to help police. And Sheriff Joe Arpaio talks to me about how armed citizens help his police and make their job easier. I don't know too many law enforcement people at his level that would come out and fight for that the way he does. And it's, to me, it's worth the price of admission just to hear segment 2 of my podcast on Tuesday.
Oh, it absolutely is. In fact, you can go to Breitbart.com/podcasts/AWR-Hawkins. To hear that. You can find it. We'll give you that information before the end of this hour. Something I want to say about Arpaio, too. Now, I've not talked to Joe on the show. We've talked about bringing him on, but it was during different political climate. You've known Joe for a long time.
Right.
He has a posse, okay, right. Out in Arizona.
Right.
And with the last 30 seconds that we've got, I'll just turn it over to you. But Sheriff Joe has a Maricopa County posse made up of law-abiding armed citizens to help his department, doesn't he?
Right, he does. And what he does is he uses that posse to do ride-alongs with his officers so they're not by themselves. Ride-alongs with his deputies is how I should say it, forgive
right.
me. And so he uses them. And what he does, too, is when he takes a criminal's gun away, he sells that gun. He doesn't destroy it. He sells that gun, and he uses the proceeds to buy bullets for his posse. That's
and awesome. You know, it's interesting, too, yeah, because I know people on the posse who have been participating with Sheriff Joe for quite some time. We're talking with AWR Hawkins, award-winning, Second Amendment award-winning journalist from Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's political analyst. We will be right back. Don't go away. Great stuff.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Stretch Armstrong, yeah.
Welcome back to the program. Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll for you. That's Mark Wills. Gotta love him. He's such a great guy. Ran into him not too long ago at Best Buy. Yeah. Lives right down the road from me. See him quite frequently. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, I got to have some fun with you on this just because it's news. We corresponded by text prior to the program, as we are wont to do from time to time before the show goes live. And like you, I saw the flashing siren pop up, alerting me to 650,000 new or unknown emails regarding Hillary Clinton. So I'm going to ask you a question. As a gun owner and as someone who cares about our rights, if you think I'm wrong, I want you to tell me. But I believe at this stage of the game, if you are a gun owner, not just a gun owner, I'm keeping it in terms of gun owners because this is Armed American Radio, but if you're not a gun owner, you can play along. AWR, I believe at this stage of the game, with what we know, with the stench, with the utter reek of corruption from not only Clinton herself, but her family, the cartel that these people are running, to make hundreds of millions of dollars off of my back as a taxpayer and your back as a taxpayer, listener, and my guests back and everybody else that lives in this country, that the stench, the reek, and the stink of this criminal cartel corruption is so bad and is so vile that if you're still interested in pulling the lever for this woman, I've got to question your character. I don't know how you can put that ideology above your nation.
Right. I agree.
I don't know if that's too harsh or not, AWR, but I've got to ask, is that a legitimate concern at this stage?
Sure it is. Sure it is. I mean, and I don't even say it with hyperbole. I mean, and I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying, you know, if I share your view that if your judgment is so clouded that you vote for someone, who, not only is she under FBI investigation, but she and her husband are under FBI investigation via the Clinton Foundation and whatever ties may come out of that. So there are two investigations. And not only that, but Benghazi, four people died. I'll never forget that. What right. does it matter? What matters a whole lot to me. See, I would like to ask Ambassador Stevens what he thinks about her emails, but I can't do that because she let him die. So I can't ask him. And I bet his family wishes they could ask him. And I bet the families of the other three Americans who were killed wishes they could ask their sons as well, or their brothers, or their cousins. They wish they could talk to them, but they can't because Clinton let them die. You know, I wish I could talk to her about the unbelievable amount of money that slipped out while she was Secretary of State. We have no idea where it is. I'm not talking about a million here, a million there. I'm talking about hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of millions. Where's that money? Where's the money that her State Department lost? Where did that money go? You know, I still want to know. I'd like to still, you know, wonder what happened with Juanita Broderick. I'd like someone to answer that question. What happened to her? I mean, I know that Hillary maligned her to try to shut her up, but I never heard the truth. Hillary did that with all of those women. I don't know how you could vote for someone who treats women the way Hillary treats them. I mean, I can go on and on. But I'm coming back just to say I share your view. If you could pull a lever for this woman, I'm not even talking about gun owners. I'm just talking about regular citizens. If you can pull a lever for this woman, your judgment is so twisted and clouded. I question a lot about you right off the bat. If you're a gun owner and you pull the lever for her, I have no respect for you, period. No respect. And the reason is she is in open war against the Second Amendment. On top of everything else I said, she is in a declared war against the Second Amendment. She is going to open gun manufacturers to lawsuits and try to sue them out of existence. She is going to put judges on the Supreme Court who will reverse Heller and McDonald. And once that happens, all of these little hippies in Never Trump and all of these used-to-bes in Never Trump, like Jeb Bush and the rest of them, they are the ones who we'll have to remember. They are the ones who destroyed our gun rights by trying to keep Trump out of office, thereby giving the race to Hillary, if it ends that way. But that's the mess we're in, and we suffer from idiots and people with clouded judgment. And so if you're listening, don't be either one of those. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a person with clouded judgment. See the danger she poses. Vote Trump. And I'm not a Trump campaign spokesman. I'm not tied to his campaign in any way. I am just a man who loves my guns. I love my freedom. And I know that if she gets in, she'll destroy both.
That is what she's working for. Well said, my friend. This is not news to you as an Armed American Radio listener, an Armed American Radio Monster Show listener. It's not news to you if you're an Armed American Radio Daily Defense listener. It's not news to you if you read AWR's work. It's not news to you if you're a Concealed Carry Magazine subscriber or even an NRA member. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're a gun owner, this is not news to you. Everything AWR Hawkins just laid out is going to happen. And it is incredible to me at this stage. It's always been incredible to me. I understand that there are folks out there who say, I support the Second Amendment, AWR, but. And I understand that there are Democrats out there, and I've made it very clear. There are other issues that are more important to that Democrat gun, and that's fine. That's fine. But those of you who claim to be, for example, the 30% of Democrats that are NRA members. At this stage of the game, I don't know how you sleep. I don't know how you justify that. I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around that. Can you? Yeah. I can't get my head around that.
No, I can't. And I'll tell you something people need to think about. You remember when they went after cigarettes, and this is going somewhere. They went after cigarettes. A lot of people looked the other way, or they said, you know, I don't like the smell of them. Or they said, well, I don't smoke, so I don't care. Well, that was so easy. So then they went after fatty foods and sweet stuff, you know, and then after that, they start going after it. It just keeps going. See, they did the same thing with cars. First, they went after big cars. Then they went after SUVs. Then they targeted the Hummer in specific. And they're trying to put us now in these little go-karts that we can drive around. And it's this insidious pattern of the left. When the left knows, and I hate to say it, but this is their language, when they know what's best for you. And the left thinks they know what's best for us with guns. And ultimately with guns, you can look at California to see the insidious pattern. Ultimately with guns, they just want to take them away. And they're going to go step by step. And Hillary has not at all been quiet about wanting to follow the steps in California. Now, she doesn't say that, but what she does is she lists the very things they've done in California as the things she wants to pass federally. So I can already, all you've got to do is be bright enough to go, well, if they've already passed it in California, let's look there and see how it works. Go ahead and look. And what you'll see is that universal background checks were followed by firearm registration requirements, were followed by firearm confiscation laws, were followed by gun violence restraining orders, were followed by there's a 10-day waiting period to buy a gun in that state. They're pushing now to broaden the groups of people who can't own guns. They want to ban high-capacity magazines statewide. They want to force you to get government permission before you buy ammunition via a background check, just like when you buy a gun. All of that in the utopian land of California. And if my memory serves me right, December 2nd, 2015, we had a terror attack, firearm base, killed 14 people. June 1st on the gun-free zone in UCLA, on UCLA's campus, we had the murder-suicide, high-profile shooting. And then on October 8th, we had the tragic ambush of two police officers in Palm Springs. Those laws will never stop criminals. All they're doing is making it harder for free people to be armed.
And that's their ultimate goal.
That's what you're voting for.
When we come back, I've got a question for AWR Hawkins. Rhetorical, but you need to hear the answer right after this. Don't go away. We'll wrap up this hour.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Hey, take a listen to this impersonation. I do a pretty good one of this. When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. I got that one down to a T, don't I? I might not sing like Mark Wills, but I can talk like that dude. Welcome back to the program. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Let's do this. USCCAOnAir.com, Gun A Day giveaway coming to a close. You have 2 days. You have today and tomorrow, and I'll be talking about it tomorrow. Halloween, yeah, Halloween. The Gun A Day giveaway. 5 guns are going to go out tonight. 5. Wilson Combat 92 Brigadier Tacticals, 5 of them valued at $1,195 apiece. All you have to do is head over to USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. Activate 1 of 3 memberships to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, silver, gold, or platinum, $300,000, $500,000, $1.125 million in protection, respectively. I have the $1.125 million. My guest, A.W.R. Hawkins, also has $1.125 million in platinum protection. You can see everything you need to see and how to do it right on the website, USCCAOnAir.com. You will be in the running if you activate today before midnight Eastern. You have 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 18 seconds. 1 of 5 Wilson Combat 92 Brigadier Tacticals valued at $1,195. If you don't win 1 of the 5 guns, you are still in the running for the drawing tomorrow night to win the $15,000 Snap-on tool set or take the $15,000 check. I know what I would do, but I can't. So you need to do it. And I will live vicariously through you. Liberals, look it up. A.W.R. Hawkins, pleasure to have you back. So much to go over with you. We just don't have enough time, man. The whole Hillary thing is really something. Do you care to give us a prediction? I can't imagine Americans are going to put this corrupt stench in the White House that we know is going to be nothing but years of investigations, FBI, more than likely criminal. At this stage of the game, the Federal Bureau of Investigation isn't opening this up to say, oh, well, we didn't find anything. This stinks and this reeks. I have more faith in Americans than this AWR. God help me if I'm wrong.
Right. You know, I don't know. I can't make a prediction. I can just say what I've been saying the whole time. I thought Trump was on a good trajectory prior to Friday when the investigation was reopened. Hillary's numbers were already falling prior to Friday. And, you know, and Trump has just, he's been able to resonate. His message resonates with American people. WikiLeaks, I mean, you can't, I know right now WikiLeaks is almost not in our thought process because we're so absorbed with these 650,000 emails. That's understandable. But WikiLeaks was like a sledgehammer on a glass table. I mean, the last 3 weeks of WikiLeaks has hurt her tremendously. And Trump has seized those major messages in WikiLeaks to show her duplicity, the conniving nature. You know, I wrote at Breitbart, I believe it was this week, actually, that, you know, digging to WikiLeaks, I came across an email where she planted members of gun control movements in a New Hampshire town hall. She did that so that then she could just happen to get questions from them and convince us all that the world wants more gun control, that everybody's interested in gun control. In reality, even the person who introduced her was a plant who spoke pro-gun control because she had lost a child in some event, and so the Hillary Clinton campaign put her up there. But everything was supposed to look organic. It's just happening. This is just America. No, it's not America. It's a room full of people that Hillary picked to bolster the message that she's sending. And that message is, I'm going to crush the Second Amendment. That's what I've learned. And Donald Trump, you know, he won't let off of that. I love it. You can listen to him. He's going to tell you she's going to abolish the Second Amendment. And I'm writing a piece right now. Literally, I'll finish it minutes after we get off the air here. Donald Trump, Second Amendment is under siege, and he says, I'm going to protect it from people like Hillary Clinton. That message is resonating.
Yeah, but let's cover some of the headlines in some of the work that you've put out just this week. And you did cover that piece, by the way, because I referenced that piece on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense last week. Always great work, as usual. All right, Justin, 19 shots, 6 dead in Chicago. We know that to be the case. I'm sure we're going to be hearing about that from you. John Lott, CDC coding error hid record low accidental gun deaths coding error. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Right. It is funny. Funny, not ha-ha, but funny, strange, and ironic. But you think about we were at unreported, because of the coding error, unreported 486 accidental deaths for all of 2014. There's no way. The way the media talks about this, and Lott will say this, if you were to walk up to someone on the street and say, how many accidental gun deaths do you think there are? They would give you an astronomical number, 486. That's the real number. That's a record low, and it shows you, not only do Americans not want gun control the way the left says they do, and that's another topic, but not only do they not want it, but the gun numbers are not crazy like the left reports them either. They report bald lies and or exaggerations. And so we just need to keep that in mind. That's why that number is important.
And that's why it's important when you have pundits, on-air pundits, television hosts, for example, who are constantly giving these people the benefit of the doubt. Well, we don't have heart. Let me tell you the benefit of the doubt. The reason you don't know that number is because they hid it from you.
Right.
They're not getting the benefit of the doubt here. They hid it from you. It wasn't a coding error. They didn't want you to see it. Now, if you want to go ahead and think, oh, well, that's mentality has put us where we are today. Okay. And if you're a Democrat listening to that, that's why Trump is where he is. Go ahead, AWR.
You bring me to a point that I would have never thought of to make ever, probably the rest of my life. But when I was doing my undergrad, I had a psychology professor. He and I, we didn't get along at all. But one day he brought up a gun issue and I raised my hand and I explained to him that he was wrong. I did it respectfully. And I did explain it in a way that would invite him to respond, because I didn't mind going back and forth with him. I knew what the facts were. And he goes, look, you've got your NRA facts. He goes, and I've got my facts, so we're not going to agree. And I told him that here's the important thing. It ties to what you're saying. I said, now, can I ask you one other question? And he was frustrated, but he goes, yes. I go, if you have the fact on your side, can I also have the fact? I said, see, do you understand? One of us is right. either, and he was talking about a certain type of gun that's used in crime frequently. I said, either that type of gun is used in crime frequently, which means the facts are on my side, or that type of gun isn't, which means, and see, people don't take time to do that. When they hear these pundits on TV throwing things out and they act like, well, there's so many sides to this story. No. In reality, there aren't. And people who aren't lazy will dig down and get to the heart of it. And when you dig down and get to the heart of it, there's either a yes or a no. The facts are either on this side or on that side. And when you do that with guns, I hate to say it because it sounds like someone told me to say this, but when you do that with guns, you find out not just 9 out of 10 times, but 99 out of 100 times, the gun control people are spinning
wrong. All right, A.W.R. Hawkins, absolutely beautiful stuff. Thank you very much for being here every week. Let me add to this very quickly before I get cut off. When you hear A.W.R. Hawkins say, do that, he's referring, doing that means thinking. That's what doing that means. When you do that, he means think. And that's what you need to do over the course of the next 9 days. Facts are stubborn things, and guess what? You're right, they're wrong. The facts are on your side and my side, not theirs. A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News, at A.W.R. Hawkins on Twitter. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. The Captain's America, Matt Bruce, next.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.